Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And just because you think that California has all the crazy stuff going on, I gotta tell you, you're wrong, because I'm bringing to you today one of the finest realtors, not just in the Cincinnati market, but in the whole state of Ohio. We have Amy Broghammer with us. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Lee. I'm excited.
So you are not just an amazing realtor. I have to tell all our listeners, you're the person who introduced me to Jenny's Ice Cream, and we finally have one in Charlotte, and I could not be a happier person because of that.
I saw that, and we still do not have one in Cincinnati, so I'm quite jealous of you.
I'm telling you, man, that stuff, I could fill the bathtub up with it, lay there and eat it, and not even feel guilty.
It's all pure ingredients, and I can't blame you. It even tastes amazing, so enjoy.
So all those clients of yours that have moved down to the Charlotte area, have they rubbed it in your face yet?
Not yet.
Give them a minute. We'll give them a minute. Okay, so tell our listeners a little bit about you, how long you've been in real estate. We've already told them you're in Cincinnati. So give them a tiny bit of background so they get a good background for your story.
Sure. So I have been a real estate agent since 2005, 13 years now. And we work in mostly in Cincinnati, but I'm from Northern Kentucky. So that's right across the river. And my team and I, just very small team, I have a buyer's agent, myself, and a transaction coordinator. And, you know, we sell between 40 and 50 houses a year, year in, year out. And most of our business is repeat referral clients. And we love working local.
Perfect. Okay. So lucky 13. Are you doing anything fun this year to celebrate that lucky number?
I wrote a book. That's about it.
Oh, no way. When's it coming out?
It's already launched. It launched actually a couple weeks ago. It's called The Playbook for Success.
Well, we'll have to get a link from you at the end of the episode, because obviously I missed all of that fun and excitement. Okay, so 13 years in the business, enough information to write a book. So you obviously are going to have some kind of a crazy story to tell. So when somebody says, I've seen something, and you have to one-up them and say, y'all never going to believe what happened to me. What's the story that you tell?
It starts with a crazy sale, of course, don't they all? And it was a listing that I had taken after, you know, they had failed to sell with another agent. And it went great. The whole thing went great. They got a great price. The negotiations were smooth. Here we are getting ready to close on the property, and it's the walkthrough with the buyers. The day before the closing, the buyer's agent calls me and she says, Amy, have you been to the house lately? And I said, nope. Is there a problem? So then she proceeded to send me a couple of photos, and the photos were of multiple garbage picking people picking through what looked to be garbage the width of the entire front lawn.
Oh, this is not good.
From one end to the other, garbage. Picture frames, couches. It looked like they ran out of room in the truck, and whatever didn't make the truck made the front yard. And of course, this is right before the people that are buying their first house, spending every last dollar they have to make this purchase. They walk up to this house that, you know, they had been dreaming about for weeks and weeks, getting ready to move in. And there are garbage pickers standing in their front yard with trash everywhere. In fact, they couldn't even get in the driveway with their own cars. And that's just not the kind of vibe that you want a buyer to feel at the final walkthrough.
So where was the seller in all of this? Did they show up at closing?
Yes. The seller had no concerns about the trash. I guess they had moved out the day prior, left a trailer in the driveway, and then left their stuff, which wasn't scheduled to be picked up by the normal trash truck until the day after the closing. They saw nothing wrong with leaving their trash out for 3 days and 1 day to exceed the closing. And I don't believe they actually realized how much picking through the garbage had been done while they weren't there for the last, 12 hours. So I had to call them and tell them that, the buyers were very unhappy with the trash in the yard. And that just set off the buyers on just a bad foot for the walkthrough and in just a bad vibe. So my clients were extremely upset about the fact that, the buyers couldn't just wait another day for the garbage people to come. And I wasn't even 100% sure that the normal garbage truck would pick up some of the stuff that they had set out.
Well, and once it's picked through, the garbage guys aren't going to go hand pick up stuff out of the yard. Right. They only take piles.
Right. And there was broken glass and all kinds of things all over the yard.
And the sellers are acting like this is normal and it's no big deal. And why are y'all so upset about this?
Yes. And it was ridiculous that it be removed. And, I just said, put yourself in the position of a buyer.
Right.
I know I represent you, but think about it. They are so excited to move into your home that they've searched for and they competed for and they won. And they're, putting all the money that they have down to buy this house. And they walk up and there are random strangers picking through the trash in the front yard. You don't want that for them and you wouldn't want it for you. I connected them with a guy that I knew that could come out and haul it away. And that's what was done at the last minute. The following morning prior to the closing. So it was handled. And that was really the only negative situation that happened the whole entire time. But, I know that they were short on sleep and high on stress and all of that was going on. So I decided that morning to try to make things better, right? Try to pep it up a little bit. So I went to my favorite donut store and I brought a dozen of the most beautiful donuts you've ever seen to the closing. And it just so happened that at this closing, it was a separate closing because the buyers and the sellers couldn't be there at the same time, which is what we usually have them all there at the same time in Cincinnati. Maybe that was a good thing here in this situation. So I brought this dozen donuts to the closing and my clients were quite upset with me. They didn't want to look at me or talk to me. And it was a really, really quick closing. And I brought the donuts and I was like, hey, this is for everyone, enjoy. Just trying to bring a little light into the day. And they just weren't having it. They didn't want my donuts.
You got your donuts rejected. Were they that upset that you told them to behave better?
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Yep. So it is what it is. And we left the closing. Everything was finished. And I left the closing with my box of donuts and got in the car. I thanked them. They did shake my hand at the end and, everything closed up that day. This is like 9 o'clock in the morning. So I'm sitting in my car with this box of donuts and I'm seriously thinking about eating them myself.
I'm pretty sure I would have, especially at 9 o'clock in the morning when things are going to burn off all day.
Right. So I'm sitting there thinking, how am I going to start my day this crappy way? I don't want it to be like this. How can I fix it? How can I turn the day around? How can I make it better? Well, geez, I've got a dozen donuts sitting on my lap. Surely there's somebody that would appreciate these donuts and it would make their day. So how can I, they say you can't feel anxiety and gratitude at the same time. It's psychologically impossible. So when I feel that way, I always look for ways to change the vibe. And I decided to take the donuts to, I said to myself, who would appreciate these and who would really enjoy these donuts? Where can I take them right now that I can thank somebody and they will enjoy them and appreciate them? So I was just driving down the road trying to think of where I should go with the donuts. And then out of the blue, I thought of the fire department. So my kids have been big fans of the fire department. They let them climb on the trucks and ask a million questions. So I decided to go to the fire department and knocked on the door and two guys came out and I said, hey, I have a donut emergency. I have extra donuts. I certainly don't need to eat them myself. Can you help me? And they said, yes. They saw the name on the box, Marcella's. It's the best in town. So they were happy to grab them up and share them with the other guys in the fire station. So that was the end of the story in the morning. So from there, my office is about a mile away. I went to my office and I was scheduled to do a conference call. And I was on the conference call for about an hour straight. Get off the call and my cell phone is blowing up the whole time. And I answer the phone and it's my husband. And he says, hey, don't freak out. You know, it's always good when your husband tells you not to freak out.
Seriously, don't husbands know there's a husband rule? Yeah. Never say that.
Yeah. That was the first thing he said. He was like, okay, don't freak out. Our house caught on fire. It's okay now. It's out. Can you come home?
Wait. So this is the same day. The same day.
1 hour later.
Holy crap. That's bizarre. Okay, keep going. Yeah.
So it just so happened that my husband forgot his lunch at home, went home to get it, and there's smoke covering our house. And our house is not small. It's got like one of those gable roofs, really high roof. There's smoke everywhere. And he pulls off on the side of the road. Another neighbor was just driving through the subdivision, pulled his car off. They start trying to get out our hose at the same time. It was mostly smoke, but it was a lot of it. So, you know, he called me after it was all said and done. I drive home, which is just right around the corner from our house. And Lee, I drove down the street. I could see the fire trucks in front of the house. I pulled my car in the driveway, didn't even drive it all the way up, got out of the car. And I swear to God, standing in my front yard were the two firefighters that came to the door and took the donuts. Not an hour earlier.
That's crazy. Crazy.
Yep. And the whole truck was there and all the guys were there rolling them up. And they were like, hey, thanks for the donuts. And they were like, how did you know we were coming to your house today? And I had no idea. I couldn't believe it. It was the craziest thing ever. Apparently, we had a mulch fire. So the mulch that we had just had put down got into some of the older lighting that we had in our landscaping, and it caught it on fire. And it was such a windy day that it spanned the whole width of our house. It even went across the sidewalk, and the whole front of our house had smoke, and it actually burnt two large bushes entirely. It burnt a gutter. And then we have like this fake stone facade on the front of our house, which is a bit flammable as well. They came and took care of it all. So we were lucky that our neighbor across the street noticed it and called the fire department before my husband got home. And then, you know, everything kind of fell into place from there. So we almost lost our house to a fire. And apparently mulch fires stake houses all the time. I had no idea until this.
Heard of a mulch fire before. This is the first time I've heard of it.
Yeah. And you know, in the construction process of building a house, there's always a, like an air chase between the walls, you know, like brick has that air area. So that's actually where they say it grows and it sucks up in there. And many houses and commercial buildings have burnt to the ground from mulch fires like that, where it gets up inside the building and it just crawls across the building from there. So
do you make it a standard practice now to tell your clients to keep the mulch a certain distance off the house?
It was actually caused by the lighting that was in the landscaping. It got hot and it was inside the casing. So now we have a whole new landscaping with LED lights. They don't get hot. So yeah, kind of crazy. It's a crazy story, right?
It's a wild, wild circle, because you have to say you're glad that your clients turned out to be grumpy pants, because if they had taken the donuts, you wouldn't have taken the donuts to the fire department, and then they wouldn't have known you, and they still would have put the fire out, but you wouldn't have nearly as good of a story as you do now, because now you can tell people, first of all, to put LED lights in their landscaping and know how to take care of their mulch carefully. But if you live in gratitude, it might save your house.
Turning your energy from bad to good is, it's an intention that you have to have and you have to work at, and making sure you find the right people to give the gratitude to, you know, it comes full circle. So I'm glad it happened like it did. And it's one heck of a story, because I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't see it myself.
But people, this doesn't mean that you can be the bad person who leaves garbage in the front yard, though. Do not let that be the part of the story you take away, because you should always behave when you're selling a house, and don't lick all the red off somebody's candy by not making it perfect when they get there. In fact, I guess you probably should have taken some donuts to the garbage pickers to hurry them along, because I guess they were actually helping out in their own way.
In their own way.
And we're not mad at the garbage pickers. We're only irritated with the seller who should have known better.
Right. Right.
Woo! Okay, people, there's your takeaways from this one. Just when you thought you'd heard everything in real estate, I bet you didn't know your own house could catch on fire an hour after you leave donuts for the local firemen. But take care of your emergency officials, because look at the public servants are doing. Woo!
They're awesome.
Okay, so if you're a realtor listening to this, seriously, follow Amy's advice. And if you need to reach anybody who's an amazing professional in the Cincinnati market, Amy, how can they find you?
They can call me or reach me on Facebook, Amy Brokhammer, or amy@amybsells.com.
Okay, and we know y'all didn't write anything down, because you're still sitting there thinking, man, I want a donut. We know that's what you're doing right now. So on your way to get a donut and on your way home, you can then get back to the office and look in the show notes for this episode to get Amy's contact information if you need an amazing realtor professional in Cincinnati, or if you want a copy of her new book. And Amy, where's your book available? On your website?
I will actually give you a link, and they can download a free PDF version. It's also on Amazon, Kindle, and Audible.
Look there, people, free stuff. If you just go to the show notes, that's where the link will be. So no freebies, go to the show notes, subscribe for more episodes, and we'll see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.